Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. With me today is Fergal McCabe. He's head of EU Dairy Brokerage. We're recording this on Tuesday, July 2nd, around midday U.S. time. It's into the evening, European time, so I'm sure Fergal wants to head home. But we just wrapped up the EDT auction, and I was expecting skim milk powder prices to be down 2 to 3% and whole milk powder down 1 to 2%. Futures were expecting whole milk powder down 3%, skim relatively steady. Instead, skim was down over 6% and whole milk powder was down more than 4%, with butter down more than 10%. I mean, prices at this GDT event were much weaker than I was expecting, weaker than the futures were expecting. What do you make of these softer prices, Fergal?
Hey, Nate. Thanks very much for having me on again. A little bit surprised with the gravity of the move lower, particularly for the powders on the New Zealand side. I did notice as the event was going on that the European skim milk powder price was a little bit more stable. Can you see that reflected in the final results?
I haven't dug down to the regional prices yet. It wouldn't surprise me if Europe overperformed a little bit. I mean, it's been somewhat difficult to interpret some of the volume purchases on GDT because a significant portion of the skim milk powder volume is now basically traded inside of Europe. So Europe's share of skim milk powder purchases has been increasing on the auction, but I think it's primarily because there's more European skim milk powder on offer on the auction. So I haven't dug into those regional breakdowns yet.
Yeah, I think as it was going on there, we could see it was holding just slightly lower than the last event. And relatively stable, I guess, overall. And that's kind of reflective, I guess, of what we're seeing here on the futures in Europe as well. You know, it's 6 weeks since I was on the podcast last time and we talked about, you know, finding resistance at lows in Q3 around, you know, the 2450 level and Q4 in around 2600. We've come back down to those levels again on Europe, but same as we see reflected on GDP, we kind of see the market, you know, a little bit of demand here on the European side across the futures market at these prices. So again, you know, finding a little bit of stability at lower levels on the European side.
Okay. So I haven't been paying much attention to the European market for the past couple of weeks. It hasn't felt like prices were changing all that much. And that's what you're saying, that there hasn't been a whole lot of price movement?
Yes, basically, looking here on StoneX Plus at like the November, for example, November skim of powder at the price chart, we see here in, you know, ever since kind of the beginning of March or the middle of March, we've been kind of range bound there in between the kind of, you know, 2575, 2600 levels across Q4. And it's been trading between there and 2725, really. We've now come back down to the lower end of that range, and we are testing those lows again here. You know, overall, the market has just been trading within that range. It's been feeling quite stable. I hear the same reflected on the physical side. But overall, the market does feel a bit heavy. There's more selling interest around. It's just when we move lower, we seem to catch a bit of a bid in the market at lower levels. So I think when we're looking at the demand side, struggling a little bit, I think, across the market for demand. But when we reach new lower prices, some of that comes back into the market. And that's really reflective of what we've been seeing on the skim milk powder, which is pretty stable. Again, last time, listening back to the podcast we did 6 weeks ago, we talked about butter prices in around 6,600 and 6,650. That's exactly at the moment where the quarter three butter prices are. We did get up to slightly higher levels over those 6 weeks into that kind of high 6,700 euros, 6,750 euros per ton around Q3. But, you know, we didn't see a whole lot of volatility, and we've come back down now, and the GDP has shown very weak prices for the fats, for the AMF and butter there. And we're seeing a little bit more selling interest in the market throughout today and since the auction on the butter. So has come back down to those levels we were 6 weeks ago, and yeah, market under a little bit more pressure, but at the same time, doesn't feel like a big move is coming there at the moment.
When we talked 6 weeks ago, the production data for butter and skim milk powder in Europe was running well below year-ago levels during the first quarter. But since then, we've gotten the April production data, and butter production was above year-ago in April. Skim milk powder production was above year-ago in April. So it looks like the supply side for those products in Europe has improved a bit. What's the sense on milk production here during June and early July?
Yeah, it's a good point to make there. Just on the production side, it does feel like if we're seeing slightly better numbers come through for production, I think it's kind of reflective of what we're seeing in the market at the moment. The markets do feel like we do have sell side around, and they do feel a little bit heavy. And we can see that across the skim of powder in New Zealand has been weak. The CME now since GDP and over the last weeks has come down a little bit. And yeah, on European side, the same. And I think it's been reflected. We see a little bit better milk production through the summer here. And definitely a little bit more product has come available. Just looking there late last week, the German milk collections, they've been running, you know, year on year a little bit better over the last couple of months. And I think definitely we're seeing more product come onto the market than some had been expecting. And I do hear that there is good availability of physical products, reasonably good availability, but there's still a challenge on price there. You can get your hands on product, but, you know, it's not weighing yet on the market. I think, you know, we're heading more closer now into the New Zealand milk season, and I think people are trading a little bit in anticipation of that upcoming as well. Some more product again coming out to the global market. So definitely on the collection side, hearing and seeing slightly better than in the early parts of the year.
Is there anything bullish we can say about the market right now?
Personal feeling from talking to a lot of people in the market and watching the price activity, I would have said I wasn't feeling like skim milk powder has moved a lot over the past couple of months. It's bounced off the lows quite a bit, but it hasn't felt really like the sentiment had changed. It's been trending lower for probably 9 months to a year now, and it feels like a continuation of that is still in the market. We are struggling to really get any sort of a rally going, even when we find support, and even when we do move up maybe 100 or 150 euros. We saw last week O'Neill came into the market at the Algerian tender for skim milk powder and whole milk powder. It looks like the majority of the skim milk powder was came from Europe. But again, on the European side, we actually traded down through the window of that auction. So not a very bullish sign on something that usually we can see it have a bit of an impact kind of on the back of an O'Neill announcement. The market might go up a little bit for people, you know, searching for more offers on the physical and whatnot. So that'd be the synopsis of skim. Like, there is I think it comes down to the production side when skim and the demand side. I think overall probably underwhelming demand is the feeling in the market. And it's having more of an impact, I think, on the skim pricing and the skim trend. And when we look at butter, I think the demand can be a little bit slow there as well. I think we're still catching up on the production side. So I don't think as far as the bullish butter market, we've been in a market that's been trending higher. I think we need to see more of an impact on the milk side and the production side for it to really change that sentiment and to see, you know, aggressive moves lower on pricing for butter.
Yeah, I would say for Europe, the headline milk production numbers have been getting better, but the components in the milk have still been very weak. So the growth isn't quite as good as the headline number makes it look. And if we zoom out a little bit globally, we did get some bullish U.S. data last week with May milk production down more than expected in the U.S. It looks like bird flu is going to be a drag on U.S. production for a while. U.S. inventories of butter and cheese at the end of May were lower than expected. So there's some mild support there. But early this week, U.S. market was softer. GDT was down massively. U.S. market softer today. European market was softer today. It certainly feels like all of the major exporters are taking a step back this week.
Yep.
All right, Fergal. Thank you for your time and comments this week.
No problem, Nate. Cheers.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the U.S., EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. This communication is issued in the United States by FCM Division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFI, by the SFI presenters noted. And the material should be construed as the solicitation of trading strategies and / or services provided by SFI. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group Inc. and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments, and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter OTC products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ECPAT and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc. and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales, Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority Registration Number FRN 446,717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under Company No. RC Lux B 10,821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial T. Limited Co. Reg. No. 201,130,598 RSFP holds a capital market services license and is regulated by Monetary Authority of Singapore MASIF for dealing in exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts and spot foreign exchange contracts for the purposes of leveraged foreign exchange trading. StoneX Financial HK Limited C No. BCQ 152-SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial T. Limited acts as agent for SFL in Singapore with respect to its payment services business. Trading swaps and over-the-counter derivatives, exchange-traded derivatives and options and securities involve substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors. These materials represent the opinions and viewpoints of the author and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints and trading strategies employed by the FCM division of SFI or SXM. These materials represent the opinions and viewpoints of the author and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints and trading strategies employed by the FCM division of SFI or SXM. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any derivative or security. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation or needs and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the Stone X group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. The analysis/report is only permitted to be distributed in Singapore to a person who is an accredited investor, expert investor, or an institutional investor as defined under Section 4A of the Securities Futures Act Singapore. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309 1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, the analysis or report distributed. No part of this material may be copied, photocopied, or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group Inc. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group Inc. All rights reserved.